The band Vampire Weekend has released its third album called Modern Vampires of the City. The band's chief lyricist, singer Ezra Koenig, has said that he's come to think of this new album as the third of a trilogy about growing up and maturing. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Mornings come, you watch the red sunrise. The LED still flickers in your eyes. All you ought to spare, face the razor, because no one's gonna spare time for you. No one's gonna watch you.
Vampire Weekend is the New York City quartet that has carved out its own sense of immaculate melancholy for our era, as surely as Steely Dan once did for upstate New York in the 70s. Vampire Weekend characterized most immediately by the earnest, concise, but sometimes surprisingly expansive vocals of Ezra Koenig, makes atmospheric music. The atmosphere is one that calls attention to confusion, doubt, and a feeling of purposeful aimlessness, all presented within exceedingly well-crafted choruses and precisely metered lyrics.
One look sent these to the ground.
Throughout this album, there are nods and bows, but never full commitments to religion and a spiritual life. The way the singer asks to be held, quote, in your everlasting arms. The way he fetishizes a crucified or satanic red right hand in a song called Worship You. The way they deploy the Latin phrase for to God. The way he gets a thrill in the song Unbelievers that only an invocation of the unearthly harmony of the Everly Brothers can do proper justice.
Got a little soul, the world is a cold, cold place to be. Want a little warmth, but who's gonna save a little warmth for me? We know the fire ways, some believers, all of the sinners the same. Girl, you and I would die, unbelievers bound to the tracks of the train.
Ultimately, however, the quest pursued on Modern Vampires of the City is not a religious one, so much as a venture that Vampire Weekend makes to musically invoke the grandeur of pop. The big booming drum sound that predominates here, the jittery, sometimes organ-like keyboards, these are sounds rooted in the comforts of pop history that provide Vampire Weekend with its secular faith. This is an album that finds sustenance in invoking songs ranging from Desmond Dekker's Israelites to the Rolling Stones' 19th Nervous Breakdown. It finds release in periodic explosions of rock and roll.
You toss aside like a pile of leaves. I've gone to find some better weeds. 4 or 5 meters running around the bend when the government may just surround you again. If dying young won't change your mind, baby, 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 right on time. Try to go it alone on your own forbid. If dying young won't change your mind, baby, 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 right.
Like the New York-based Whit Stillman-directed films that have frequently seemed like the cinematic predecessors to Vampire Weekend's post-prep school music, these guys make eloquent, plaintive noise about the fellowship of people sharing their breakdowns with each other and exchanging precisely worded jokes about the vulgar challenges of modern life. They don't find their redemption in communal worship so much as they do in the company of clever, yet fundamentally sincere people such as themselves.
Ken Tucker reviewed Modern Vampires of the City, the new album from Vampire Weekend. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.